with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Milton has quickly strengthened and is a Category 5 hurricane on a path towards Florida. Much of Florida's west coast was under hurricane and storm surge watches. Its center could come ashore Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area. Hamas has fired rockets into Israel as mourners mark October 7th. 2023.
Hamas also said it attacked Israeli forces in different parts of Gaza on Monday. The Israeli military says three rockets were intercepted and a fourth fell in an open area. There were no reports of casualties or damage. The military adds it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into Monday to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. It said it targeted Hamas launch posts and underground military infrastructure. The fighting on the anniversary underscores the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive that's killed around 42,000 Palestinians, according to local medical officials. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court has let stand a decision barring emergency abortions that violate the law in Texas. Jeremy House reports.
Without giving any reason, the justices kept in place a lower court order that said hospitals cannot be required to provide pregnancy terminations that would violate Texas law. There were no publicly noted dissents. The Biden administration had asked the justices to throw out the lower court order, arguing that hospitals have to perform abortions in emergency situations under federal law. Texas asked the justices to leave the order in place, saying the state Supreme Court ruling meant Texas law does have an exception for the health of a pregnant patient, and there's no conflict between federal and state law. Jeremy House, Washington.
Wall Street in the red, the Dow dropping 258 points, the NASDAQ composite down 78. This is SRN News. One European country is worried about population decline. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
All across the continent, birth rates are dropping thanks in part to the promotion of abortion and a lifestyle that emphasizes career over children. In Greece, the birth rate has fallen to 1.3, well below the replacement rate, with twice as many people dying in the country as are being born. Now the government is vowing to spend 20 billion euros to try and reverse the trend. It's not just a European problem. Government leaders in Japan and South Korea are alarmed at the low number of women having children and have begun offering economic incentives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Parents are the key to passing faith on from one generation to the next, a study released by the Pew Research Center finds that 82% of Protestant parents have teens who also identify as Protestant, while 81% of Catholic parents have Catholic teens. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris' narrow national lead over former President Donald Trump has tightened in the wake of a well-received debate performance last week by Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, according to a new Yahoo News YouGov poll.
The previous Yahoo News YouGov survey showed Harris ahead of Trump by 5 percentage points, 50 to 45, immediately following September's presidential debate, her strongest showing to date in a two-way matchup among registered voters. But now Harris edges Trump by just 2 points, 48 to 46. The new poll of 1,714 U.S. adults, which was conducted from October 2nd to the 4th, finds Harris with an even smaller advantage among registered voters when third-party candidates are included. Among likely voters, the vice president's lead vanishes entirely, 47% to 47%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
One person died, others evacuated from their homes as wildfires driven by ferocious winds and dry conditions raged through parts of western Dakota over the weekend. Those fires are still burning. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.